When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Kender Outdoors. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
And I think that is so cool. I have fabulous service. I pay less than I was with one of the big brand names, cellular. And when I pay my bill, a portion of it goes to defend my rights to hunt, shoot, fish, and speak freely. What's wrong with all of that? Hey, welcome back to the Camp House here at Kender Outdoors. We are located just outside of Alvord, Texas, the gateway to the grasslands, and a wonderful little piece of America. Decatur, Alvord, Bowie, Bridgeport, Munster, the Bermuda Triangle of good old boy. You come here and you just don't want to leave. You want to get lost and stay till the Lord comes and calls us home. Glad you're here. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by Fortiflora, which is America's number one canine probiotic. Works great as a preventative as well as a cure for GI upset in our dogs. Fortiflora. We're going fishing today, and we're going to go fishing with the very best. Edwin Evers, the only guy on planet Earth that has won a Bassmaster Classic and a Major League Fishing Red Crest Championship. And he's about to fish for another one on Lay Lake, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to talk to Edwin about Lay Lake, pecans, fishing, and life in general in the Camp House today. I've also asked my good friend Omar Cotter to join me. Captain Omar, Luck O the Irish Guide Service. His specialty is sand bass, white bass. And depending upon where you live, depending upon the water temperature, depending upon the populations of fish in your local lake, those sand bass are going to be headed up the creek. And they're headed there in giant numbers. Great time to get the kids up in the creek and let them catch fish as long as they want to. Hey, grab your coffee and prop your feet up. I'm glad you're in camp with us today on Patriot Mobile's Kender Outdoors. Hey, let me ask you this. When you were 19 years old, how much money did you make that entire year? Trey McKinney is from Carbondale, Illinois, and last weekend, in 4 days, Trey earned more than $100,000. That wouldn't be a bad year, would it? It's an exceptional weekend. He won the Bassmaster Elite on Lake Fork. This kid can fish. He was 19 years and 1 week old when he won it last Sunday. A four-day total of 20 bass that weighed 130 pounds, 15 ounces. They were fishing in his favorite spot on the final day Sunday. He thought it through, turned around, ran back up to another spot he had seen but never practiced, never fished there, and they were in there. That's where he caught his 7-pound, 6-ounce bass that put him over 33 pounds and put a $100,000 check in his bank account. By the way, if you're fishing Lake Fork this weekend, he was catching them in 20 to 30 feet early on, and then they made the move. He won the tournament in 4 foot of water, 4 foot deep. They moved off the timber and toward the bank, and he followed them. It's only Trey's second Elite Series tournament, and he's the youngest winner in Elite Series history to earn a $100,000 paycheck. Tyler Rivett, Raceland, Louisiana, finished second with 125 pounds and 9 ounces. When does that not win it all for you? 125 pounds. Justin Hamner, Northport, Alabama, third money with 124 pounds. And an 11-pound, 7-ounce Phoenix Boats Big Bass of the tournament. Fork, not the only lake kicking out biggins. O.H. Ivy did it again, and so did Toledo Bend, historic Texas water. One in West Texas, one in Southeast Texas. Tracy Adair of Hemp Hill, Texas, landed a 13.61-pounder. Sharelunker number 658. This one came off of Toledo Bend. And then it was Josh Heiler of Montgomery, Texas, just north of Houston. Lake Conroe is probably his home water. He caught a 13-13, Sharelunker number 659, O.H. Ivy. The primary draw is open in Colorado. The Colorado Big Game primary draw application process, it's now open. You can apply online or by telephone. And we have the link and the phone number for you at kinderoutdoors.com. Primary draw applications and corrections are due by 8 p.m. Mountain Time on April 2nd. The secondary draw opens on June 20th for the state of Colorado. From time to time, I'll get an email. Somebody will say, "Hey, Billy, my dog just will not shut up. He barks all the time. What's that product you talk about?" Well, people have had good results with calming care from the trusted name Purina. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. Calming care. Interesting numbers coming in from the state of Wyoming regarding their mule deer numbers. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department wildlife managers have completed an aerial population survey of the renowned Wyoming Range mule deer herd. They say that that unprecedented winter weather in 2022 and 23 did a lot of damage to that mule deer herd. They estimate that the current herd population is about 11,000 mule deer, a considerable decline from February of 2023 that had an estimate of 30,000 mule deer. Let's grab a cup of coffee, and when we come back, it's Edwin Evers.
Hello, everybody. It's Jimmy Seitz with Spiritual Outdoor Adventures TV. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kinder Outdoors. Billy, what are you doing with that rifle? Get a bow in your hand, boy. Come on.
My partner in this radio show is a Christian conservative wireless provider. They are my wireless provider, and I'm absolutely loving it. The best move that I've made in quite some time. They're saving me money every month, a substantial chunk of money. I have great service out in the barn, here in the camp house, out at the deer lease, wherever I am. I've had no issues. And when I pay my bill every month, a portion of it provides support for efforts and freedoms that I enjoy, love, and find crucial to our freedom. Things like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, sanctity of life, military, veterans, first responders. Yes, when I pay my phone bill, I'm helping all of those folks too. Come on, make the switch. Patriot Mobile. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. And I'll pay your activation fee when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards Campground and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
Once upon a time, long, long ago, elk roamed bountifully across most of North America. Their bugle cut the early morning fog in the hills of Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, coast to coast. And then they were gone. But in 1984, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation was born, and since then, a quarter of a million people have joined the elk effort. Nearly 9.5 million acres have been preserved or access opened up to the public. There are more than 500 RMEF chapters, and the way we go about our business makes us one of the most efficient and effective conservation organizations in the U.S. The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation plays a leading role in restoring elk to their historic habitat. Today, make a difference in the world. Make an impact. Learn how at rmef.org. No doubt, as you travel the highways, pastures, and arenas across our great nation, you've probably taken notice of those beautiful NRS trailers. complete with all that you need, from tax storage to air conditioning in your fully equipped living space. NRS Trailers, born in cowboy country, Decatur, Texas, home to champions. We wanted to build the best trailer on the road, one that would satisfy our own high demands of quality. We did. And now NRS Trailers is one of North America's largest premier trailer builders. In fact, there's an NRS trailer location just ahead. You'll find us in Decatur and Willis, Texas, Ocala, Florida, Oklahoma City, Fort Scott, Kansas, and Wickenburg, Arizona. From horse and stock trailers with living quarters to flatbeds and car haulers, back up to the safest, most dependable trailers on the road. We can even finance it for you at NRS Trailers. NRSTrailers.com.
Hop in the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Kender Outdoors.
Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
This corner of the Camp House brought to you by America's number one canine probiotic, Fortiflora. We are just days away now from the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour Red Crest Championship this year on Lay Lake, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. The fishing begins this coming Thursday, the 14th, runs through the 17th, when they'll crown a champion at the Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex. This guy has one of these big old red trophies in his home. My friend Edwin Evers, always a pleasure. Edwin, welcome back, buddy.
Hey, Billy. Thanks for having me on your show.
Man, it is always my pleasure. Have you been out in the woods or maybe on the water this winter? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, we've had two tournaments here. Just got back, you know, a while ago, I guess now, from the tournament we had out there at Santee Cooper. We had one down in your part of the world, Toledo Bend. Been fishing quite a bit in between them. And then prior to that, you know, it was pecan season, but we did manage to get out. My son killed a really, really nice buck, a really nice eight-pointer for around here, something he was super proud of. But just staying really busy.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Over the past few years, that seems to be the theme when it comes to the venison in your house. You are no longer the lead man in that role.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And I'm proud to say it. He's become quite a little deer hunter, and I say little, he's 15, but I sure do enjoy getting to go with him.
Hey, it's Red Crest time in just a few days. We're going to kick it off on the water in just a few days, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama. Lay Lake. I'm sure you have a intense history on Lay Lake. You know, you probably fish that thing every other weekend, don't you?
I'd love to tell you I have, but I haven't. I think the last time I was there was probably the 2007 Bassmaster Classic. Pretty cold event. You know, and I think the lake's a lot better. I kind of went back and watched some of that footage, and you know, those were 2- and 3-pound spots. I think they're now 4- and 5-pound spots for whatever reason. But I have fished the Coosa River quite a bit, fished Jordan Lake a few times and a few of those other lakes on the Coosa River. And, you know, a bass is a bass anywhere across the country. So I need to go there with 3 days of practice. You know, you should be able to figure out the patterns that are taking place that time of year. So I'm pretty excited to get after it and get the competition started.
You know, every angler is different. When you roll up to a brand new body of water or something that you're just not real familiar with, you haven't had a lot of time on it, does that excite you or does it scare you half to death?
I love it. You know, I don't have any preconceived notions. You know, like if I was to go fish Grand or Rayburn or Toledo Bend, places that you've been a bunch, there's always places in the back of my mind that, man, they just don't ever catch them in there. They're not one out of that section of the lake. And when you go to a body of water to win a multiple-day event, you've got to have a lot of fish and generally fish that nobody else has messed with. And so many times in my career, more than over half the tournament wins I have always been on bodies of water that I saw for the very first time the first day of practice. And it just really is eye-opening to me when you go back and you study your career and you realize that, because, you know, you didn't have somebody saying, hey, you got to fish this creek, or you've got to fish the lower end, or, you know, I went out there not knowing any better and found fish, and it maybe was in a section of the lake that didn't get as much pressure as what the locals would give it. So I absolutely love going to a new body of water.
Hey, you can't do this without great sponsors. Bass Pro Shop has been a good friend through the years, and you've been good to them.
Absolutely. Just fortunate to be with one of the best companies out there. And not only that, they just they support everybody. And when I think of Bass Pro Shop, just the conservation dollars and all the things that they do across the country to make fishing and hunting better, it's just a great company to be a part of.
Birmingham, Alabama. You and I were both there. The last time I saw you was in Birmingham at Wally Marshall's Big Crappie Expo back in the fall. And that's the first time I've spent any time in that Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex. What a great place for the expo and the weigh-ins.
It will be. It's the Birmingham fan base is one of the strongest bass fishing fan bases in the country. You know, we've had other events, you know, in the Birmingham area, and the fans really, really turn out. So I don't expect it to be any different. And it's just that time of year, everybody wants to get out and start buying lures and boats and motors and depth finders and talk about fishing. So I would think it's going to be a great, great event.
I would think so too. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great celebration of bass fishing and the things we love. When we were kids, Edwin, did you ever imagine there'd be such a thing as a $100,000 boat, bass boat, that people would actually buy?
I never, ever, ever. See, the first house I bought was a 1,000-square-foot house, 80 acres, and a barn that was big enough to put my boat in, and I paid $95,000 for it. I had just won Lake Eufaula, Alabama. And I'd won $100,000 in that tournament, first big tournament win where it was all cash. And I bought a house and 80 acres for $95,000. Now you can't buy a boat for that, it seems like.
You know, there are boats out there, no kidding, with like a 30-year mortgage on them, like a house.
Yeah, that's crazy. There's some people out there actually competing. We did a little math the other day. There was one competitor that had four depth finders on the dash, and I think three or four up front. We figured it up. He had $52,000 in electronics.
My parents' house, first house, was $19,000. Things have changed just a little bit.
And you can go out there and tie a spinnerbait on and throw it down a log and still catch that same bass. So, I guess to each his own.
That hasn't changed. That's still there. That still exists. Tell me this, Edwin Evers. I've got a pecan tree outside my house that, as far as I know, has never made a single pecan. What the heck is wrong with my pecan tree?
More than likely, is there any other pecans in the vicinity? You know, pecans have to be pollinated by another pecan tree and variety, kind of like a male-female deal. So if you didn't have a pollinator within so many feet, it's not going to make a pecan.
Wow, I never knew that. I think that's it, because no, it's the lone pecan. I think a bird dropped a seed right there a long time ago. And it was the only seed in that area. So there we go. Hey, Edwin, if you can hang on, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the remainder of the MLF Bass Pro season and, of course, more about Red Crest at Lay Lake. Can you hang tight?
Absolutely.
This is a Kinder Outdoors Conservation Minute, a focus on people that make a difference.
At the Outdoors Tomorrow Foundation, we're really happy to have more than 50,000 kids in school classrooms learning about archery, fishing, boating, and other outdoor skills each year. We're thrilled that we have grown to schools across the United States and continue to grow. We're humbled that teaching wildlife conservation to our future generations have been so eagerly accepted by more than 250,000 kids so far. We're happy, thrilled, and humbled. But we're not stopping. The Outdoor Adventures program in junior highs and high schools across America has proven to be a hit with kids. And in case after case, we've seen Outdoor Adventures' young lives changed. Kids that just were not into school and not involved are now excited to get into the classroom each day because of Outdoor Adventures. The kids earn classroom credit by learning the outdoor basics, and they smile while learning. If you want Outdoor Adventures in your local school, contact me, Scott McClure. I'm at gootf.com. That's scott@gootf.com.
Preserving what we love and educating the next generation every day. To learn more, visit us at KenderOutdoors.com.
It's Hank Parker, and when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Kender Outdoors. Hurry up and get in the boat, Billy. I'm going to beat your pants off.
Weatherford Truck Equipment has been supplying premium truck accessories and equipment since 1997. Chip Knees and the crew at Weatherford Truck Equipment are pros that can totally equip your farm, work, or town truck to totally suit your needs. Flatbeds, grill guards, bumpers, bed covers, toolboxes, hitches, running boards, or any custom fabrication that you can scheme up for your truck. Weatherford Truck Equipment is located at 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford, Texas, just 20 minutes west of Fort Worth. Visit online at weatherfordtruck.com and take a look at the exceptional quality in our truck accessories and customized metal fabrication. Ranch truck, service truck, special purpose truck, it's all at Weatherford Truck Equipment. Contact Chip and set up an appointment to talk over your truck accessory or custom fabrication needs. Weatherford Truck Equipment, 2620 Ranger Highway in Weatherford.
I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore. Men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth. Who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
These are unsettling and even scary times for many people. But for others, there's peace, even as an angry world cries out. The source of that peace is Jesus Christ. I'm John Watson, pastor at Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas. At Cornerstone, we teach the Bible with no man-made religion added in. Join us online Sunday mornings at 10:15 Central at csbiblechurch.org. It's just God's Word, csbiblechurch.org.
There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
It is the dream of the animal rights fanatics to suppress your most natural connection to the earth. To sell you a life filled with urban fascinations. To ignore that death is life's unwavering partner. Together, creating a relationship between predator and prey that makes it possible for us all to survive. To the hunter, this world's most honest steward, these fantasies are the poisonous, perverted manipulations of social misfits who would take this planet hostage. They should startle you and awaken you to trust the hunter in your blood.
Patriot Mobile was recently recognized and awarded at SHOT Show, the Shooting and Hunting Outdoors Trade Show in Vegas. Huge show. Everyone in the industry is there. Susan Romanoff and the Shooting for Women's Alliance wanted to recognize Patriot Mobile because they have a distinctive feature as one of the only mobile carriers providing wireless coverage on all three major networks. That's an added safety measure for us folks. Patriot Mobile's capability to have multiple networks on one phone consolidated in a single convenient bill ensures the optimal chance for cell service when that need for service is critical. Christian, conservative, over $6 million donated in just the past few years to strong organizations that fight for our Second Amendment. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile and get free activation when you use the promo code KINDER, K-I-N-D-E-R.
God's blessing to you and your family from Patriot Mobile and Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, this corner of the Camp House at Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch. It's the best bird hunting in Texas. Your bird dog is welcome there. Yes, they have. It's all turnkey if you'd like to use their dogs. But, hey, they've got about 100 well-trained, well-mannered bird dogs in the kennel down there. But you're welcome to bring your dog along as well. They'll be kenneling for your dog right there wherever you're staying in your cabin. Bird hunt with the best, Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn all about them at kinderoutdoors.com. The sand bass are either making their run up the creek now or will be soon in your neck of the woods. Let's talk to my friend Omar Cotter, Captain Omar with Luck of the Irish Guide Service, about that because he is a pro. Omar, it's been too long. Welcome back, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Hey, partner, been a long time, but it sure is good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. It's always good to talk to you, Captain Omar. It's even better to fish with you. We need to make that happen again pretty soon. It's been a few years.
Yes, sir.
And I could use a refresher course out on the water with my friend Omar Cotter. Hey, this time of year, really exciting for not only sand bass anglers, but freshwater anglers in general, because this kind of kicks it all off for the year when the sand bass make their run. You know, it's kind of like dove season to a hunter, Omar, which you and I are, you know, we're both hunters as well. Dove season kind of kicks off the hunting seasons. The sand bass run kind of kicks off the fishing seasons, and it's an exciting time of year, isn't it?
It is. It really is. You know, I was talking on another show. Then they asked me why I don't go up the creeks, and it was real simple. I said, these people wait all year to have the opportunity to catch these fish when they're spawning, and for me to go up there in my boat, that's just not fair to them. It takes away from their enjoyment and their experience. So it's just something I just don't do. You know, I don't think that's fair to someone like myself that can fish anywhere they want, 10, 11 months out of the year, and then I decide I'm going to go up there and get in their way. That just doesn't seem fair. Having been a bank angler for years and years and years, I can see that would not leave a good impression if I was the one fishing from the bank.
No, you're exactly right. But let's talk about those people on the bank right now. Mom, Dad, it's a great time to get the kids out on the bank up in a creek. What do they need if they go?
Well, what they really need is some fairly light tackle. I'd say 8 to 10 pound test line. You want a, kind of a shorter rod if it's a spinning or bait casting, just because you've got the brush all around you. So it's going to limit your ability to cast. So a 5.5 to 6.5 foot rod's really all you need. And then you need some smaller baits, some small jig heads, some small lightweight baits, maybe a slip cork if you want to. A lot of times I like to cast upstream and let that bait move at the same rate as the current. And what that does is it presents a more natural bait to those fish, and just every now and then just kind of twitch your line with that popping cork to make that jig bounce. And that's a really good, effective way to do it. I really love the Roadrunner. The Roadrunner baits with that small blade, that's flash and vibration and scent. You can take, if you get the hair jigs, the marabou jigs, you can spray those with that bait scent. So now you've got scent, flash, vibration. You've got three of the main things that you want a fish to see when he sees your bait. And you really want small baits. You don't want big baits because their body cavities are full of reproductive material. So they're looking for a small meal, not a big meal right now. So a smaller bait is probably going to get bit a lot more than a bigger bait. So an inch to an inch and a half is about as big as you want to throw.
Really good stuff that we're hearing here. By the way, how many millions of fish has a Roadrunner jig head caught through the years?
Millions. Millions. It's just a great bait. I mean, I've caught everything from, you know, you've got the big ones, the ounce and a half ones. I've down-rigged. I've caught stripers on them. The little small ones I've caught, even the little tiny ones I've caught perch and bluegill on. It catches just about every species I've ever wanted to catch, you know.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Let's talk. We're talking to people from Florida all the way to Canada. And if you have sand bass in your waters, which a lot of us do, they're going to head up the creek at that magic moment. And that has to do with water temperature, right?
More water water temperature and the moon phase. They're looking for that water between 52 and 54 degrees. And that full moon, when that water temperature is that magic number in there, that full moon is going to be a huge rush of fish up the creek. Now, the nice thing about it is it'll probably go all the way to the next full moon in the next month because the creek simply wouldn't hold all the fish, all the white bass going to spawn at one time. Plus, the old saying, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's the same thing with these fish. They're not going to all go upstream and then have a risk of a cold front coming through and killing the hatch. By going up in spurts, and in stages, they don't risk losing either all the adult population or all of the spawning population. The fish have a higher survivability by going in stages. So you've got a good month to 6 weeks of catching fish consistently out of the creeks right now on any major reservoir where there's white bass. So if there's a flow, any kind of a current flow, they're going to go up in those creeks. And if there's not, here's another nice thing. I can remember growing up on Lake Mariner with my dad, and that lake did not have a creek flow. What it had, though, was wind current. And we went out on the full moons between middle of March and the middle of April, maybe even the latter April. That full moon, we went to the windy points, the points where the wind was blowing into it, and we would wear the sand bass out because there's enough current on those points for them to reproduce because they're free spawners. They openly lay their eggs and everything out into the open current. And you can actually, if you don't have a creek, you can fish rocky, windblown points and be just as effective as you will in a creek.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Listen, you can be successful out on open water this summer if you'll go with my friend Omar Cotter, Captain Omar. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you and what lakes are you fishing these days. What do you like?
They can get in touch with us. Actually, we fish Grapevine, Louisville, and Tewakoni. The wintertime, we'll fish Cedar Creek. Cedar Creek can just be an awesome lake in the winter. I don't know what it is, but those are some massive football-sized sand bass. They're just really nice in the wintertime. But they can reach us at 817-937-8755. And we have a page on all of the social media that's current pretty much except for X, which was Twitter. But we've got a Google page, Instagram, LinkedIn. And matter of fact, I even have on my YouTube channel, I have a video about the baits that I like to use when the sand bass are in the creeks.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And it's all Luck of the Irish NTX.
And that's Luck O. Oh, Luck O.
Yeah, Luck O. No, not of Luck O. Exactly.
And Luck of the Irish NTX?
Yeah, Fishing Guide Service NTX, because there's actually a guide service in Florida, so I was trying to separate the two apart.
Okay.
That stands for North Texas, of course.
It's a great vacation if you're traveling to Dallas-Fort Worth from elsewhere to go to any of the parks here or the amusement areas, and you go spend a little time, take a day and go fishing with Omar. You will have a blast.
And we have everything, too.
Yeah. All you need is your fishing license. That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Always good to talk to you. Can't wait till the next time I can hug your neck and maybe dip a jig.
That sounds good. Maybe we'll get to eat some of that elk I shot last September.
Hey, that's a whole different story.
Yes, sir.
All right, Omar. Take care, buddy. Good talking to you.
You too. God bless.
Omar Cutter and his Luck of the Irish guide service. You'll find the link and everything you need at kinderoutdoors.com. Thank you to my friends at Joshua Creek Ranch for bringing us this corner of the camp house at Kinder Outdoors. They now have memberships. A lot of people are taking advantage of that. Individual, family, and corporate memberships. They may make it a little easier for you to visit the ranch more often. Hunting axis deer, or wading Joshua Creek with your fly rod, or hunting those hard-flying upland birds. Joshua Creek Ranch memberships. Learn more at kinderoutdoors.com.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic two-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense-paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
Introducing Canyon Valley Provisions.
Grass-fed beef is high in omega-3s and conjugated linoleic acid, which is known as CLAs. In layman terms, it's a type of fat that your body can use, and it doesn't damage your heart or any part of your vascular system.
Buy better beef for your family.
We manage holistically, or some people call it regeneratively. We want everything that we do to be a part of our good stewardship of the land. We think that's what God's put us here to do, so the cattle are healthy and the land's healthy. We want both. We don't want one or the other.
If you were to buy a grass-fed, grass-finished steak by the pound, you'd pay anywhere from $18 to $30 a pound. But if you buy a quarter, half, or whole, you're ranging from anywhere $7.80 and below. So you're paying a third of the price for that steak and, you know, those good cuts. And you get a whole lot more bang for your buck when you buy in bulk.
Don't let 2020 happen in your home again. CanyonValleyProvisions.com. Raising cattle in West Texas for five generations. If you fry your turkeys during the holiday season and you're tired of the hassle of pots, open flames under hot oil, and sticky, oily messes, then it's time to take a good look at the Cajun Fryer by R&V Works. The original, the last fryer that you'll ever need to purchase. Cajun Fryer puts pro-level frying gear in your backyard or hunt and fish camp. These are high-performance, low-maintenance deep fryers that feature the heat source in the oil. Your oil heats from the inside out. If your family loves a fish fry, Cajun Fryer is a must. Because the heat source is suspended in the oil, small crumbs and pieces that burn fall to the bottom. So your oil stays much cleaner, many times lasting the entire year. Often imitated, never duplicated. Don't be fooled. Take a look at the original Cajun Fryer at CajunFryer.com. Fresh, crisp, delicious every time. CajunFryer.com.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line five times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds, when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number two hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
We screened that porch in just for you. Glad you enjoy it. Your end camp with Kinder Outdoors. Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
My buddy Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie, and I went down to Joshua Creek Ranch, took the wives with us. Wally bird hunted every day. He loves to bird hunt with his little 410. I enjoy bird hunting too, but I also like to hunt axis deer, so I did both. We all ate good, slept good, stayed good, enjoyed it, dug our heels in when it was time to leave. And we're going back. We're trying to put a trip together now to get back down there and enjoy Joshua Creek Ranch. Why don't you do that too? Come see me at KinderOutdoors.com. Learn more about Joshua Creek Ranch and the many opportunities that it affords the sportsman or woman. Edwin Evers, thank you so much for hanging on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It is Red Crest time again. You know, when Major League Fishing first started coming together a few years ago and this idea started growing, it took a pretty big commitment career-wise for guys like you. Established, doing well, you had won a Bassmaster Classic, you were at the pinnacle, and you decided to make a change. And for a lot of people, laymen out there, thinking, that's not that big a deal. That had to be almost a little scary, I would think, career-wise, when this all first started, didn't it, Edwin?
Yeah, it did. It was a very, very big decision that, both me and my wife prayed about, and not something that you could take lightheartedly. So, it was a big decision back then. But, I haven't missed a Mother's Day or an Easter since we've made the move. So, some of those dates and holidays are important to be home for, and I haven't missed one since I've been with Major League Fishing.
Yeah, and this schedule affords you the luxury of being a pecan farmer too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's kind of something that me and my wife bought, about 12 years ago now, I guess, and pretty neat. It's really growing and taking off, and it's something that I can spend some time with my son out there teaching him about it. And we also get the fruits of deer hunting along it. We've got that whole orchard planted to clover, and the deer population just love it.
Hey, Lay Lake, in case you missed it earlier, when Edwin and I were talking, the event this coming week is on Lay Lake, not too far out of Birmingham, Alabama. And the last time you competitively fished this body of water, it's been a long, long time.
It has been a while. I think it was 2007. It was a classic back then. It has been a while, so I'm really, really looking forward to getting back there. It's always interesting to see how the lake's changed in all the years. Being at Toledo Bend earlier in the year, I was amazed at how many more cypress trees had grown up down there at Toledo Bend, over the last 20 years. So I'm sure Lay Lake will be, it'll be what it is. I think the fish, from what I can tell, have gotten a lot bigger. The spotted bass here have gotten a lot bigger than they have been, when I was here in 2007. For whatever reason, it's a big old spotted bass, 4 and 5 pounders. You'll see an occasional 6-pounder weighed in.
I'm looking forward to seeing the weigh-in, to seeing what you guys bring in. And over a course of 17 years, man, it's like you've never fished this lake. This is a whole different body of water now, like you're saying.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Current's going to play a big part of it. There's been quite a bit of rain, a lot of rain in the forecast, so it's going to be interesting to see really how the current's going to affect it as the week progresses. And, the water temperatures, everything's rising. Fish are moving. So, it's going to be an interesting event as far as how it plays out and how the anglers adjust to all the changing conditions.
I saw you and a bunch of guys get on a shad spawn down on Lake Conroe a number of years ago now, and everybody was beating the bank with a shad spawn. That can be a fun time of year. How do you go about fishing a shad spawn, which is coming up for anglers that are listening in the not-too-distant future?
You know, the number one thing is really kind of forget everything you did the day before, I have found, in with shad spawn fishing. You know, it's just really kind of fishing by the seat of your pants, you know, running down the lake, really paying attention to the birds. You know, they're out there trying to survive and eat shad. And, you know, we've got forward-facing sonar, but you can't, that doesn't compete with what God made a bird. You know, they can fly over a lake and see all those shad down there on the bank spawning. And that's really the main thing, is just truly paying attention to where those birds are, where they're congregated, you know, in the backs of a creek, the front of a creek, you know, points, whatever it may be, and fishing right there where those birds are. That's the biggest key that I can tell people, and just really cover a lot of water as quickly as possible, because, you know, on a sunny day, that shad spawn's going to be over in the first hour or two.
Hey, Edwin, the techniques, the electronics, fishing, bass fishing has changed more during your career than it had in the history of bass fishing leading up to your career. You sit still or take a nap and you're missing out, because stuff is changing constantly. Is it a struggle for you with new electronics to try and keep up? How much of your job is just keeping up?
You know, it's important, you know, to stay competitive, that I just continue to practice. That's the great thing about bass fishing. I've been doing this 20 years, and some of that had a very, very successful, career, but it's never ending. I'm all the time learning, and, you know, that's a great thing about it. You know, I get to tell my wife, hey, babe, I got to go out and work on my forward-facing sonar. I got to work on this or that or technique. So, it's just like a baseball player going to the batting cages. I just go out to the lake and continue to try to practice my craft.
Yep, there you go. Do you like forward-facing sonar? Is it like, wow, this is the greatest thing, this is the coolest thing I've seen?
It's amazing. There's things I like about it, and there's things I can't stand about it. I never realized how many bass out there I can't make bite. And in the past, you know, now that I know I can see a fish there and he's swimming around that brush pile, and I feel like I can make him bite. Well, in the past, I'd make two or three casts across that brush pile and I would move on and fish 10 more and get a bite in the time that I spent. You know, now I'm spending an hour there trying to get those fish to bite. So it's good and bad. It really cuts down on the cast, and you know, you can make an exact cast of where you need to on a target or a fish, whatever it is. You know, the bad is sometimes you just cannot make those fish bite, and that's really frustrating. And sometimes I just wish I didn't know they were there, didn't have that forward-faced sonar, because I would have moved and covered a lot more water a lot quicker.
You know, I never knew how bad the crappie hated my guts until I could see them.
Yeah.
You know, just swim up to my stuff and look at it and get out of there, vacate. Hey, tell us what kind of baits you think are going to do you well, or what are you going to experiment with down on Lay Lake?
You know, it's the time of year that a swim jig is going to really play. You know, obviously a vibrating jig, a spinner bait, some of that dirtier water. A jerk bait could play for some of those offshore fish. You know, and that little jig head minnow I can see playing in. You know, it's going to be depending on how a guy attacks the lake. If he attacks it to the upper end, the current, the muddy water, you know, I could see that up there, spinnerbait, crankbait, jig, those kinds of things. You know, you get down that lower lake, you know, these fish could be spawning by the end of the week, so that swim jig, possibly a frog, a buzzbait, something like that could come into play.
You, back in the very beginning, I think you were, if I'm not mistaken, a Bridgeport bull, didn't you?
Absolutely, I sure was. Good memory there. Yep, my freshman and sophomore year, played at Bridgeport. My sophomore year, played on varsity as a quarterback. I think my receptions or my completions and my interceptions were about the same. But no, we had a fun season and a good season, and I miss Bridgeport. That was a great place. Still in contact with some of my coaches from there and some of my friends. So,
okay, cool. That's very cool. Well, listen, Edwin, we wish you the very best. We always cheer for you. You're easy to cheer for, and just wish you all the best on the upcoming Red Crest event on Lay Lake. Okay.
Thank you so much, Billy. Appreciate you having me on.
Come share our campfire and a good story or two. Kender Outdoors.
Proud partners with Patriot Mobile.
I work with some really great people. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Great service, honest service, U.S.-based. When you call and need something, they're right here on American soil. And Purina Pro Plan, there's another one. Pro Plan, American-made, and no one's ever done it better. Purina Pro Plan dog fuel. For your dog, there's a formula that specifically fits your dog. Pick up a bag today at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. If you hunt Montana for pronghorn, there are some changes that you need to be aware of. Hunters preparing for the license year need to be aware that some regulation changes to antelope licenses in FWP Region 7 have taken place. Either sex and doe fawn licenses are no longer valid region-wide. Fish and Wildlife Commission voted to divide Region 7 into a north and south unit using the Yellowstone River as the boundary for antelope hunting. Hunters that are used to hunting both sides of the Yellowstone River will need to pay particular attention to this change. The deadline to apply for those antelope licenses in Montana, Region 7, is June 1. Also brand new in Region 7, Montana, hunters can now apply to hunt moose with one either sex tag available, valid anywhere in the region, both sides of the river. Hey, down in Louisiana, the 75th annual Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival is coming up March 23rd. New Orleans City Park. Justin Landry won it last year with a 6-pound largemouth bass. His picture is on the bragging board at KinderOutdoors.com. A while back, my buddy Carl Gunzer and I had a conversation about our retrievers. A lot of times, you know, we just take it for granted that they're natural swimmers and need no help in that department, but a helping hand is always good in those first difficult days of retriever service.
Carl, you can have the best-looking retriever in the world, but if he's scared of the water, it's going to be hard to get them ducks out. He's going to sit there and watch you swim. How do we want to introduce our dog to the water without scaring him to death?
Yeah, that'd be pretty embarrassing for you to have to walk out there while he's on the bank watching you. You know, a lot of it depends on the weather and timing, the age of the dog. You know, there's lots of puppies that are swimming at 8 and 10 and 12 weeks, but you'd want the conditions to be good, you know, warm 60, 70 degree water plus to introduce them. Most of the time I'll just turn out, you know, several puppies or let a puppy out with an older dog that'll get in and swim. You can walk out there with the dog too, you know, if it'll retrieve, you can throw stuff in. But the real key is timing. And it doesn't matter if you live in Montana and your puppy's born in October and it turns cold, and, you know, it won't matter if you wait 6 months till it's May to introduce your dog to the water. In fact, you'd be better served to do that than to put him in cold water and, you know, get him to not like the water.
Yeah. When you first introduce him to the water, do you go out there with him or do you throw a dummy out there? How do you get him started?
You know, I'll never forget one of my first trainers and mentors, Jim Dobbs, said to me, "I consider it very unprofessional to get wet." So I'm not a big swimmer, but, you know, actually my wife will introduce a lot of them, and she likes to wade out there with them. Okay. It's not a bad way. If they've got a lot of retrieve desire, I'll generally do it with a retrieve, you know, whatever they're retrieving. And to start with, I'll just throw it just on the very edge so that they just are getting their toes wet, you know, and then, you know, kind of judge the dog a little further each time. You know, if there's a lot of walking or running water, you know, let them be in that running water for a while so they get comfortable with it.
Read your dog.
Yeah, sure. You know, and a lot of them, if it's hot and you take them for a walk, heck, they'll jump in and start swimming with no encouragement.
Yeah.
You know,
water can be a friend, even a pointing dog trainer in the summertime. It's a great way to build lungs and heart, you know, swimming your dog.
Yeah, and that's getting very popular in the retriever field trial world. You know, they're learning more and more about conditioning and water sprints and using kayaks to train the dogs in the water are very effective for building, you know, aerobic capacity, for building, you know, muscle on you know, sprints. So, yeah, it's a friend to training for sure.
Yeah. Well, and in your case, if you didn't want to make the investment of a kayak, you could tell your wife, "Here, honey, put this rope in your mouth and swim really fast."
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
No, you better not do that. Don't go home and do that. Well, let's say we've had a dog that's coming along and doing pretty good, and then has a scary incident where he, he's bobbing up and down. Maybe we have to rescue him out of there. Do we want to back off a little bit?
Yeah, and it's not uncommon to have issues with retrievers or any breed swimming. So, a couple things you can do if that's when it would be appropriate to walk out there. If you've got a dog that's, not swimming well, he's not kicking his back feet, you might wade out there with him, kind of hold him by the center of his body and let him swim. Very often, once they have something in their mouth, they'll swim much better than without it. It kind of weighs them down, gets their head down, and then they'll start kicking with their back feet. So, that can be helpful. Make sure they're swimming. I've seen them get scared and not want to return for a while, too.
Yeah. You know? Maybe on those first deeper retrieves, a check cord?
Yeah. And, taking swimming with other dogs can be great if those dogs go out and swim and they play nicely.
Yeah.
I've also seen it where a lot of these young dogs, there'll be a dog in the water and this other dog will want to jump on them and dunk them. So you don't want that to happen when you're first exposing a young dog, have another dog jumping on him, dunking him, scaring him.
Yeah.
So.
Don't assume that your dog can swim. It's amazing to me how many people think that every dog can swim. Man, I had a really nice young pointer one time who was doing everything good and we started working on water and he went out and sunk like a rock. He was not the all-around athlete I thought he was.
Yeah, most labs will at least stay afloat for a while, but you're absolutely right. They may not be able to move forward. They'll sit there and kick and be in a circle. So watch them closely when you're introducing them, for sure.
Patriot Mobile was recently recognized and awarded at SHOT Show, the Shooting and Hunting Outdoors Trade Show in Vegas. Huge show. Everyone in the industry is there. Susan Romanoff and the Shooting for Women's Alliance wanted to recognize Patriot Mobile because they have a distinctive feature as one of the only mobile carriers providing wireless coverage on all three major networks. That's an added safety measure for us, folks. Patriot Mobile's capability to have multiple networks on one phone consolidated in a single convenient bill ensures the optimal chance for cell service when that need for service is critical. Christian, conservative, over $6 million donated in just the past few years to strong organizations that fight for our Second Amendment. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile and get free activation when you use the promo code KINDER, K-I-N-D-E-R. For years now, you've heard me talking about how I love Buffalo wool products for keeping me warm in extreme cold and cool in extreme heat. Well, I'm not the only guy to catch on to Buffalo wool. Craig Boddington hunts all over the world. He does it in Buffalo wool. The Buffalo Wool Company didn't even know he was using the product until he sent them a note.
That was just overwhelming and mind-blowing and such a gracious thing. And Mr. Boddington is just the coolest guy ever. And it's really neat finding out that somebody is using your product, doing something amazing. Was it last year, the guy that won the CV series alone, Clay Hayes, on TV, somebody sent us a picture of our socks hanging in his little shed there that I had no idea that somebody would be doing that, but it's neat. And then the number of mushers that we get to see using it, and we've now become fans of the sport because they're using it.
Professional hunters, anglers, survivalists, and mushers depend on the Buffalo Wool Company to stay warm. You can, too. TheBuffaloWoolCo.com.
Life is better outdoors. Relax and find your space at the beautiful Vineyards, Campground, and Cabins on Grapevine Lake. Well known for its peaceful setting, lovely grounds, lakefront views, and accommodating Texas-friendly staff, our full hookup sites can accommodate all bus or RV sizes and offer 50-amp service, many spacious pull-throughs, cable TV, and lightning-fast Wi-Fi. Our fully furnished cabins make it easy to feel miles away without actually roughing it. Enjoy a partially shaded private beach, large playground, fishing pier, water sport rentals, hiking trails, and more. The on-site camp store offers a wide selection of camping supplies, groceries, and gifts. Our landmark pavilion is perfect for your next reunion, rally, or wedding. You'll feel miles away from everything when you're only minutes from anything. Check out historic downtown Grapevine with various entertainment venues, large festivals and events, restaurants, wineries, shopping, and the new world-class Harvest Hall. The Vineyards Campground and Cabins, vineyardscampground.com.
Ag Texas. The name itself says trust, honesty, strength, and tradition. Ag Texas has from the get-go been dedicated to the prosperity of agriculture and rural America. The Ag Texas family can help grow your herd or your operation. Give us a call and talk to Ag Texas pros about risk management in the form of crop insurance, protecting borrowed capital and savings. We specialize in everything from dairy cows to pecan trees. And have the right financial tools and knowledge at Ag Texas to help you grow and grow safely. We can't tell you when it's going to rain again, but we can assure that your crop, your cows, your family, and the family land are secure and protected no matter the storm or the dry spell. We are agriculture at Ag Texas, and we look forward to visiting with you. Ag Texas is at agtexas.com and just down the road.
We support the solid values, strong backbone, and struggle for freedom that made America great to begin with. This is Kender Outdoors, mobilized by Patriot Mobile.
Spring turkey season is still a few weeks away here in North Texas, but the turkeys don't know that. They're already out doing their love dance. I noticed yesterday about a half a mile south of the house here, there were, I don't know, six or eight gobblers and a full harem of hens out in the pasture. Full fan strutting and gobbling. Oh, I love to see it. And when I step out early in the morning and smell that foul smell in the darkness, I wonder exactly where that skunk is. I can't see him. He can't see very well, but I can smell him. Love is in the air for them, too. They've been out looking for a mate for a couple of months now. That's why you've seen so many of them run over on the road lately. Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula, 30% protein, 20% fat for your hardworking bird dog. Pick it up at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Edwin Evers fishes the Major League Fishing Bass Pro Tour. He's the only guy on planet Earth with a Bassmaster Classic Trophy and a Major League Fishing Red Crest Trophy at home. And we've got him on the Kender Outdoors Trot Line now. Edwin, welcome back. Always a pleasure.
Hey, Billy. Thanks for having me on your show.
Man, it is always my pleasure. Have you been out in the woods or maybe on the water this winter? What have you been doing?
Oh, well, we've had two tournaments here. Just got back, you know, a while ago, I guess now, from the tournament we had out there at Santee Cooper. We had one down in your part of the world, Toledo Bend. Been fishing quite a bit in between them. And then prior to that, you know, it was pecan season, but we did manage to get out. My son killed a really, really nice buck, a really nice eight-pointer for around here, something he was super proud of. But just staying really busy.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Over the past few years, that seems to be the theme when it comes to the venison in your house. You are no longer the lead man in that role.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. And I'm proud to say it. He's become quite a little deer hunter, and I say little, he's 15, but I sure do enjoy getting to go with him.
Hey, it's Red Crest time. In just a few days, we're going to kick it off on the water in just a few days, just outside of Birmingham, Alabama, Lay Lake. I'm sure you have a intense history on Lay Lake. You know, you probably fish that thing every other weekend, don't you?
I'd love to tell you I have, but I haven't. I think the last time I was there was probably the 2007 Bassmaster Classic. Pretty cold event. You know, and I think the lake's a lot better. I kind of went back and watched some of that footage, and, you know, those were 2- and 3-pound spots. I think they're now 4- and 5-pound spots for whatever reason. But I have fished the Coosa River quite a bit, fished Jordan Lake a few times and a few of those other lakes on the Coosa River. And, you know, a bass is a bass anywhere across the country. So I need to go there with 3 days of practice. You know, you should be able to figure out the patterns that are taking place that time of year. So I'm pretty excited to get after it and get the competition started.
You know, every angler is different. When you roll up to a brand new body of water or something that you're just not real familiar with, you haven't had a lot of time on it, does that excite you or does it scare you half to death?
I love it. You know, it's, I don't have any preconceived notions. You know, like if I was to go fish Grand or Rayburn or Toledo Bend, places that you've been a bunch, there's always places in the back of my mind that, man, they just don't ever catch them in there. They're not one out of that section of the lake. And when you go to a body of water to win a multiple day event, you've got to have a lot of fish and generally fish that nobody else has messed with. And so many times in my career, more than over half the tournament wins I have always been on bodies of water that I saw for the very first time the first day of practice. And it just really is eye-opening to me when you go back and you study your career and you realize that, because, you know, you didn't have somebody saying, hey, you got to fish this creek or you've got to fish the lower end, or, you know, I went out there not knowing any better and found fish, and it maybe was in a section of the lake that didn't get as much pressure as what the locals would give it. So I love, absolutely love going to a new body of water.
You know, I'm kind of that way. My history with the bird dogs through the years, when I land on a brand new place that I know nothing about and I have no predetermined spots that I want to cover today, and I just turn a bird dog loose and hit a fence row or whatever and have the time of my life, because every step is an eye-opener and a new spot and a lot of fun. So I get it. I know what you're saying there.
Same thing.
Hey, you can't do this without great sponsors. Bass Pro Shop has been a good friend through the years, and you've been good to them.
Absolutely. Just fortunate to be with one of the best companies out there. And not only that, they just they support everybody. And when I think of Bass Pro Shop, just the conservation dollars and all the things that they do across the country to make fishing and hunting better. It's just a great company to be a part of.
Birmingham, Alabama. You and I were both there. The last time I saw you was in Birmingham at Wally Marshall's Big Crappie Expo back in the fall. And that's the first time I've spent any time in that Birmingham Jefferson Convention Complex. What a great place for the expo and the weigh-ins.
It will be. It's the Birmingham fan base is, you know, one of the strongest bass fishing fan bases in the country. You know, we've had other events, you know, in the Birmingham area, and the fans really, really turn out. So I don't expect it to be any different. And it's just that time of year, everybody wants to get out and start buying lures and boats and motors and depth finders and talk about fishing. So I would think it's going to be a great, great event.
I would think so, too. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great celebration of bass fishing and the things we love. When we were kids, Edwin, did you ever imagine there'd be such a thing as a $100,000 boat, bass boat, that people would actually buy?
I never, ever, ever. See, the first house I bought was a 1,000-square-foot house, 80 acres, and a barn that was big enough to put my boat in, and I paid $95,000 for it. I had just won Lake Eufaula, Alabama, and I'd won $100,000 in that tournament, first big tournament win where it was all cash, and I bought a house and 80 acres for $95,000. Now you can't buy a boat for that, it seems like.
You know, there are boats out there, no kidding, with like a 30-year mortgage on them, like a house.
Yeah, that's crazy. And there's some people out there actually competing. We did a little math the other day. There was one competitor that had four depth finders on the dash and I think three or four up front. We figured it up. He had $52,000 in electronics.
My parents' house, first house, was $19,000. Things have changed just a little bit.
And you can go out there and tie a spinnerbait on and throw it down a log and still catch that same bass. So, I guess to each his own.
That hasn't changed. That's still there. That still exists. Tell me this, Edwin Evers. I've got a pecan tree outside my house that, as far as I know, has never made a single pecan. What the heck is wrong with my pecan tree?
More than likely, is there any other pecans in the vicinity? You know, pecans have to be pollinated by another pecan tree and variety, kind of like a male-female deal. So if you didn't have a pollinator within so many feet, it's not going to make a pecan.
Wow. Wow, I never knew that. I think that's it, because no, it's the lone pecan. I think a bird dropped a seed right there a long time ago, and it was the only seed in that area. So there we go. Hey, Edwin, yeah. If you can hang on, I want to talk to you a little bit more about the remainder of the MLF Bass Pro season, and of course, more about Red Crest at Lay Lake. Can you hang tight?
Absolutely.
This corner of the old camp house brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, with so many different formulas because there are so many different dogs.
Good morning. This is General Leroy Sisco, and I'm honored to be here today. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey. And it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event, where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th, 2024, at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
I'm Tom Watson with Bended Knee International, asking you to pray for the Navajo people of New Mexico and Arizona. The COVID-19 pandemic has hit these Native people exceptionally hard. In many cases, multiple families live in the same home. Water is carried from muddy streams for household use, and medical care is many miles away. I simply ask that you join me in lifting them up to the Lord. To learn more, please visit bendedknee.org.
If you sell hunting, fishing, outdoors products, and you'd like to directly speak to folks like me that enjoy the great outdoors, this might be a great place for you to advertise. Kinder Outdoors. We reach many thousands of hunters and fishermen each and every week all across the country and right here at home. This is the perfect place for you to advertise your goods and services. This puts you in the pickup, in the blind, and on the boat when we are. Come see us at kinderoutdoors.com to learn more.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Atta-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Atta-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Atta-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side. Pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Atta-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Tech rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with number 2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
My partner in this radio show is a Christian conservative wireless provider. They are my wireless provider, and I'm absolutely loving it. The best move that I've made in quite some time. They're saving me money every month, a substantial chunk of money. I have great service out in the barn, here in the camp house, out at the deer lease, wherever I am. I've had no issues. And when I pay my bill every month, a portion of it provides support for efforts and freedoms that I enjoy, love, and find crucial to our freedom. Things like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, sanctity of life, military, veterans, first responders. Yes, when I pay my phone bill, I'm helping all of those folks, too. Come on, make the switch. Patriot Mobile. Learn more at KinderOutdoors.com. And I'll pay your activation fee when you use the promo code Kinder, K-I-N-D-E-R.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet is designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
You're in good conservation company with Kender Outdoors.
Presented to you by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider.
We had a fabulous time at the Park City's Quail Banquet on Thursday night. Again, raising mega money for quail research. Quail Coalition, Park City's Quail, the absolute world leader in conservation funding. Quail conservation funding, I should say. And yes, my friends from Joshua Creek Ranch were there. They want you to come hunt with them. They have wonderful habitat, hard-flying birds, well-trained bird dogs. But they also greatly support quail research for wild quail everywhere. And I think that's very cool. Hats off to my friends Joe and Ann Kirchival at Joshua Creek Ranch for their support of wild quail, Joshua Creek Ranch. If the sand bass are not up the creek at your place right now, they will be soon. Omar Cotter is a sand bass specialist. He knows how to catch them. Dear friend, and it's always good to have you on the show, Omar, welcome back. Luck of the Irish Guide Service, by the way. Captain Omar, welcome.
Hey, partner. Been a long time, but it sure is good to hear your voice.
Yes, sir. It's always good to talk to you, Captain Omar. It's even better to fish with you. We need to make that happen again pretty soon. It's been a few years.
Yes, sir.
And I could use a refresher course out on the water with my friend Omar Cotter. Hey, this time of year, really exciting for not only sand bass anglers, but freshwater anglers in general, because this kind of kicks it all off for the year when the sand bass make their run. You know, it's kind of like dove season to a hunter, Omar, which you and I, we're both hunters as well. Dove season kind of kicks off the hunting seasons. The sand bass run kind of kicks off the fishing seasons, and it's an exciting time of year, isn't it?
It is. It really is. You know, I was talking on another show, then they asked me why I don't go up the creeks, and it was real simple. I said, these people wait all year to have the opportunity to catch these fish when they're spawning, and for me to go up there in my boat, that's just not fair to them. It takes away from their enjoyment and their experience. So it's just something I just don't do. You know, I don't think that's fair to someone like myself that can fish anywhere they want, not 10, 11 months out of the year, and then I decide I'm going to go up there and get in their way. That just doesn't seem fair. I haven't been a bank angler for years and years and years. I can see that would not leave a good impression if I was the one fishing from the bank.
No, you're exactly right. But let's talk about those people on the bank. Right now, mom, dad, it's a great time to get the kids out on the bank up in a creek. What do they need if they go?
Well, what they really need is some fairly light tackle. I'd say 8 to 10 pound test line. You want kind of a shorter rod if it's a spinning or bait casting, just because you've got the brush all around you. So it's going to limit your ability to cast. So a 5.5 to 6.5 foot rod's really all you need. And then you need some smaller baits, some small jig heads, some small lightweight baits, maybe a slip cork if you want to. A lot of times I like to cast upstream and let that bait move at the same rate as the current. And what that does is it presented a more natural bait to those fish, and just every now and then just kind of twitch your line with that popping cork to make that jig bounce. And that's a really good, effective way to do it. I really love the Roadrunner. The Roadrunner baits with that small blade, that's flash and vibration and scent. You can take, if you get the hair jigs, the marabou jigs, you can spray those with that bait scent. So now you've got scent, flash, vibration. You've got three of the main things that you want a fish to see when he sees your bait. And you really want small baits. You don't want big baits because their body cavities are full of reproductive material. So they're looking for a small meal, not a big meal right now. So a smaller bait is probably going to get bit a lot more than a bigger bait. So an inch to an inch and a half is about as big as you want to throw.
Really good stuff that we're hearing here. By the way, how many millions of fish has a Roadrunner jig head caught through the years? Millions.
Millions. It's just a great bait. I mean, I've caught everything from, you know, you've got the big ones, the ounce and a half ones. I've downrigged. I've caught stripers on them. The little small ones I've caught, even the little tiny ones I've caught perch and bluegill on. It catches just about every species I've ever wanted to catch, you know.
Absolutely.
Honestly.
Let's talk. We're talking to people from Florida all the way to Canada. And if you have sand bass in your waters, which a lot of us do, they're going to head up the creek at that magic moment. And that has to do with water temperature, right?
More water water temperature and the moon phase. They're looking for that water between 52 and 54 degrees. And that full moon, when that water temperature is that magic number in there, that full moon is going to be a huge rush of fish up the creek. Now, the nice thing about it is it'll probably go all the way to the next full moon in the next month because the creek simply wouldn't hold all the fish, all the white bass going to spawn at one time. Plus, the old saying, you don't put all your eggs in one basket. It's the same thing with these fish. They're not going to all go upstream and then have a risk of a cold front coming through and killing the hatch. By going up in spurts and in stages, they don't risk losing either all the adult population or all of the spawning population. The fish have a higher survivability by going in stages. So you've got a good month to 6 weeks of catching fish consistently out of the creeks right now on any major reservoir where there's white bass. So if there's a flow, any kind of a current flow, they're going to go up in those creeks. And if there's not, here's another nice thing. I can remember growing up on Lake Merida with my dad, and that lake did not have a creek flow. What it had, though, was wind current. And we went out on the full moons between middle of March and the middle of April, maybe even the latter April. That full moon, we went to the windy points, the points where the wind was blowing into it, and we would wear the sand bass out because there's enough current on those points for them to reproduce because they're free spawners. They openly lay their eggs and everything out into the open current. And you can actually, if you don't have a creek, you can fish rocky, windblown points and be just as effective as you will in a creek.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Listen, you can be successful out on open water this summer if you'll go with my friend Omar Cotter, Captain Omar. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you and what lakes are you fishing these days. What do you like?
They can get in touch with us. Actually, we fish Grapevine, Louisville, and Tewakinee. The wintertime, we'll fish Cedar Creek. Cedar Creek can just be an awesome lake in the winter. I don't know what it is, but those are some massive football-sized sand bass. They're just really nice in the wintertime. But they can reach us at 817-937-8755. And we have a page on all of the social media that's current pretty much except for X, which was Twitter. But we've got a Google page, Instagram, LinkedIn. And matter of fact, I even have on my YouTube channel, I have a video about the baits that I like to use when the sand bass are in the creeks.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And it's all of the Irish NTX.
And that's Luck O. Oh, Luck O.
Yeah, Luck O. No, not of Luck O. Exactly.
And Luck O the Irish NTX?
Yeah, Fishing Guide Service NTX, because there's actually a guide service in Florida, so I was trying to separate the two apart.
Okay.
That stands
there
for North Texas, of course.
It's a great vacation if you're traveling to Dallas-Fort Worth from elsewhere to go to any of the parks here or the amusement areas, and you go spend a little time, take a day and go fishing with Omar. You will have a blast.
And we have everything, too.
Yeah, yeah. All you need is your fishing license. That's it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Always good to talk to you. Can't wait till the next time I can hug your neck and maybe dip a jig.
That sounds good. Maybe we'll get to eat some of that elk I shot last September.
Hey, that's a whole different story.
Yes, sir.
All right, Omar. Take care, buddy. Good talking to you.
You too. God bless.
Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country is one of those places that when you pack to go bird hunt with them, you want to make sure you throw in the fly rod. Crystal clear Joshua Creek runs right through the middle of the place. But if you forget it, don't worry. They have a fully and well-stocked pro shop. Joshua Creek Ranch. Learn more about them at KinderOutdoors.com.
This is professional hunter Ivan Carter with Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Jim Shockey, and it's time once again to invite you to our annual Jim Shockey Classic 2-day charity event where we all get together to celebrate and honor those who have served and sacrificed. All of us deeply admire the invaluable sacrifices made by our military personnel. 100% of the proceeds fund all expense-paid Shockey tribute hunts through the Freedom Hunters Military Outreach Program. In addition to the golf tournament, there will be a sporting clay tournament on Sunday morning before the banquet. So join me April 14th and 15th 2024 at the award-winning Barnsley Resort in Adairsville, Georgia, nestled in the beautiful Blue Ridge Mountains. Visit JimShockeyClassic.com to sponsor, to register, or to donate, and also to learn more about our great event. I really hope to see you there.
If you love to hit the woods with a bow in your hand, now is the time to visit Cinnamon Creek Ranch Archery.
You know, it is a buyer's year. And what I mean by that, no matter which brand you choose, whether it's a Hoyt, Matthews, PSC, Bowtech, it's going to be a good year to purchase a bow because everybody has something really good to offer.
When you visit with the pros at Cinnamon Creek Archery, you're talking to guys that live this stuff day in and day out.
We are a try before you buy shop. Not to mention, altogether, we've got a well over 100 years of experience. So it's something that we do on a daily. I know I hunt two or three times a week, whether, you know, it's season or not. So we can definitely help you with that stuff.
Cinnamon Creek Archery has practice ranges indoors and out.
The static bags is just a range that has distances out to 100 yards. We also have four 3D courses. Each one of those has approximately 20 targets on it. We have a 30-yard upstairs range, and we have a 20-yard downstairs range.
Come see us right now at CinnamonCreekRanch.com. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field, your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Can see me in Argentina.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's your Second Amendment. Patriot Mobile celebrating freedom with Kender Outdoors.
The best bird hunting in Texas is with my friends Joe and Ann Kirchhoff at Joshua Creek Ranch in the Texas Hill Country. You're going to eat good, too. Don't leave there until you've had that chicken fried axis from Miss Ann's kitchen. Oh, my word. Joshua Creek Ranch, hunt five star with my friends at Joshua Creek. Let's get back to our conversation now with Major League Fishing's Edwin Evers. Got that Red Crest Championship coming up this coming week. Edwin, thanks for hanging on. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It is Red Crest time again. You know, when Major League Fishing first started coming together a few years ago and this idea started growing, it took a pretty big commitment career-wise for guys like you. Established, doing well, you had won a Bassmaster Classic, you were at the pinnacle, and you decided to make a change. That had to be almost a little scary, I would think, career-wise, when this all first started, didn't it, Edwin?
Yeah, it did. It was a very, very big decision that, both me and my wife prayed about, and not something that you could take lightheartedly. So, it was a big decision back then. And there's just a lot of little things that probably the general fans don't know about. But, I haven't missed a Mother's Day or an Easter since we've made the move. So, some of those dates and holidays are important to be home for. And I haven't missed one since I've been with Major League Fishing.
Yeah, and this schedule affords you the luxury of being a pecan farmer, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's that's kind of something that me and my wife bought, about 12 years ago now, I guess, and pretty neat. It's really grown and taken off, and it's something that I can spend some time with my son out there teaching him about it, and we also get the fruits of deer hunting along it. We've got that whole orchard planted to clover, and the deer population just love it.
Hey, Lay Lake. Not too far out of Birmingham, Alabama. And the last time you competitively fished this body of water, it's been a long, long time.
It has been a while. I think it was 2007. It was a classic back then. It has been a while, so I'm really, really looking forward to getting back there. It's always interesting to see how the lake's changed in all the years. Being at Toledo Bend earlier in the year, I was amazed at how many more cypress trees had grown up down there at Toledo Bend, over the last 20 years. So I'm sure Lay Lake will be, it'll be what it is. I think the fish, from what I can tell, have gotten a lot bigger. The spotted bass here have gotten a lot bigger than they have been, when I was here in 2007. For whatever reason, it's a big old spotted bass, 4 and 5 pounders. You'll see an occasional 6 pounder weighed in.
I'm looking forward to seeing the weigh-in, to seeing what you guys bring in. And over a course of 17 years, this is a whole different body of water now, like you're saying.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Current's going to play a big part of it. There's been quite a bit of rain, a lot of rain in the forecast, so it's going to be interesting to see really how the current's going to affect it as the week progresses. And, the water temperatures, everything's rising. Fish are moving, so it's going to be an interesting event as far as how it plays out and how the anglers adjust to all the changing conditions.
I saw you and a bunch of guys get on a shad spawn down on Lake Conroe a number of years ago now, and everybody was beating the bank with a shad spawn. That can be a fun time of year. How do you go about fishing a shad spawn, which is coming up for anglers that are listening in the not-too-distant future?
The number one thing is really kind of forget everything you did the day before. I have found in with shad spawn fishing, it's just really kind of fishing by the seat of your pants, running down the lake, really paying attention to the birds. They're out there trying to survive and eat shad, and we've got forward facing sonar, but you can't. That doesn't compete with what God made a bird. They can fly over a lake and see all those shad down there on the bank spawning. And that's really the main thing, is just truly paying attention to where those birds are,
where they're congregated, you know, in the backs of a creek, the front of a creek, you know, points, whatever it may be, and fishing right there where those birds are. That's the biggest key that I can tell people, and just really cover a lot of water as quickly as possible, because, you know, on a sunny day, that shad spawn's going to be over in the first hour or two.
Hey, Edwin, the techniques, the electronics, fishing, bass fishing has changed more during your career than it had in the history of bass fishing leading up to your career. Is it a struggle for you with new electronics to try and keep up? How much of your job is just keeping up?
You know, it's important, you know, to stay competitive, that I just continue to practice. That's the great thing about bass fishing. I've been doing this 20 years, and some of that had a very, very successful, you know, career, but it's never ending. I'm all the time learning, and you know, that's a great thing about it. You know, I get to tell my wife, hey, babe, I got to go out and work on my forward facing sonar. I got to work on this or that or technique. So, you know, it's just like a baseball player going to the batting cages. I just go out to the lake and continue to try to practice my craft.
Yep, there you go. Do you like forward-facing sonar? Is it like, wow, this is the greatest thrill, this is the coolest thing I've seen?
It's amazing. There's things I like about it, and there's things I can't stand about it. I never realized how many bass out there I can't make bite. And in the past, you know, now that I know I can see a fish there and he's swimming around that brush pile, and I feel like I can make him bite. Well, in the past, I'd make two or three casts across that brush pile, and I would move on and fish 10 more and get a bite in the time that I spent. You know, now I'm spending an hour there trying to get those fish to bite. So it's good and bad. It really cuts down on the cast, and you know, you can make an exact cast of where you need to on a target or a fish, whatever it is. You know, the bad is sometimes you just cannot make those fish bite, and that's really frustrating. And sometimes I just wish I didn't know they were there, or didn't have that forward-facing sonar, because I would have moved and covered a lot more water.
You know, I never knew how bad the crappie hated my guts until I could see them. You know, just swim up to my stuff and look at it and get out of there, vacate. Hey, tell us what kind of baits you think are going to do you well, or what are you going to experiment with down on Lay Lake?
You know, it's the time of year that a swim jig is going to really play. You know, obviously a vibrating jig, a spinner bait, some of that dirtier water. A jerk bait could play for some of those offshore fish. You know, and that little jig head minnow I can see playing in. You know, it's going to be depending on how a guy attacks the lake. If he attacks it to the upper end, the current, the muddy water, you know, I could see that up there, spinnerbait, crankbait, jig, those kinds of things. You know, you get down that lower lake, you know, these fish could be spawning by the end of the week, so that swim jig, possibly a frog, a buzzbait, something like that could come into play.
You, back in the very beginning, I think you were, if I'm not mistaken, a Bridgeport bull, didn't you?
Absolutely, I sure was. Good memory there. Yep, my freshman and sophomore year. Played at Bridgeport my sophomore year, played on varsity as a quarterback. I think my receptions or my completions and my interceptions were about the same. But no, we had a fun season and a good season, and I miss Bridgeport. That was a great place. Still in contact with some of my coaches from there and some of my friends. So
okay, cool. That's very cool. Well, listen, Edwin, we wish you the very best. We always cheer for you. You're easy to cheer for. And just wish you all the best on the upcoming Red Crest event on Lay Lake, okay?
Thank you so much, Billy. Appreciate you having me on.
Edwin Evers fishing for a championship this coming week. Major League Fishing Red Crest Championship. I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the time we've had together in this old camphouse today, and invite you back next time around. Till then, may God bless you and your bunch.